Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a big show coming up tonight, The Debate. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton going head-to-head with the second hour of WWE Monday Night Raw. What is fixin' to be, as they say, probably the lowest rated Raw of all time. And what are they going to do on the show tonight? We've got the fallout of the WWE Clash of Champions pay-per-view. A lot of big matches on the show. Kevin Owens still the Universal Champion, having defeated Seth Rollins and maybe injured him as well. Don't really have an update today, but I do know that Seth Rollins was hurting following that match when he took that gut buster off the top rope and continued working afterwards for about 6-7 minutes, having difficulty breathing. I guess we'll probably find out an update on that tonight. But Kevin Owens is still the champion, and I guess the big story, I guess you can call it a big story, this happened after the show went off the air. It was a WWE.com exclusive. Why they do this, I don't know, especially since they're trying to build up viewership for this Raw show coming up here tonight. You'd think they'd put this on the pay-per-view, but Stephanie McMahon was leaving the building. There was a limo. Out of the limo hopped Triple H with a big smile on his face. I told everybody that there was a chance that Triple H would make a return on the show last night because there are no metrics for pay-per-view. There is no comparison point. You can't look at it and go, man, Hunter returned and it got a 1.72 rating. Nope. I do not expect Hunter on the show tonight, but I guess stranger things have happened. But they are in cahoots, as we all figured from day one. And Mick Foley, unfortunately, his job is to look like a numbskull. We'll talk about that and so much more on the show today. Phone calls, emails, text messages. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages. The studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll-free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages right now. 425-780-7566. Last night, WWE Clash of Champions. Lots of good wrestling. Lots of weird finishes. But hey, maybe it'll all tie into wherever they're going for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view coming up at the end of October. Mike, what did you think of this show?
It truly was a show. It was $9.99. And if you look at it that way, it was fine because, like you said, it had some good wrestling on it. It just, as it went on and went on and went on, it just wasn't a show that was for me. I was not that enthused coming into it. They didn't do anything to get me real enthused going into it. And like we talked about yesterday, it was one of those shows that was, you know, could break either way and end up, you know, being surprisingly good, or could be very, very bad with just a couple of little tweaks on it. And surprisingly, it didn't end up being, I don't think, really bad. It did end up just being in the middle, but that's the whole thing, was it was just blah in the middle. And then for me, it was like an exclamation point at the end was put on it, because as we talked about yesterday, maybe possibly Triple H keeps himself out of the mix for so long that they can continue with some sort of Foley Rollins deal, where, you know, this wishy-washy, whiny Rollins who's all upset that Stephanie, he feels as though Stephanie and Triple H have dissed him, that's all a lot of BS, and Mick Foley's acquiesce, or whatever the word would be, to Stephanie and his deference to Stephanie, you know, all this could be a little bit of doing the aw shucks, but really knowing that she's a wench and that the McMahons are evil. But no, with Triple H showing up last night and both of them driving off together smiling, it just screams that no, that's not the case, and we're destined
so you're
to
mad
have...
that your idea did not get.
Well, we're destined to have more program. No, it's not that I'm mad. It's just that, again, when you hope for something that they'll do something different and they give you what they've always given you, then I'm not upset about it. It's just the whole show wasn't for me, and there was a great exclamation point on it, and it doesn't make me want to see tonight anymore, and it doesn't make me want to see Seth Rollins as a babyface anymore, and it just doesn't make me want to watch the show or get involved anymore.
Wow. Well, I don't think you're
going to because that's my job, but you know how it goes.
I don't think you're going to be happy then if this was a disappointing show. There was not, except for the pre-show, which I won't lie, I didn't watch.
You don't think this was disappointing? I mean, it's fine, the wrestling was good, but it wasn't disappointing to you?
Well, I mean, there were a couple of finishes that I question, but apparently there are reasons for them doing that. But if I look at the show, the New Day...
Reasons for everything doesn't mean it's good.
The New Day Luke Gallows match, Carl Anderson, was, I thought, the best match they've had together, even though it was only 7 minutes long.
I know you and many other people, and even me last night, I was happy to see them be aggressive. But we saw this at the very beginning, very, very beginning with them. And then they went right into the comedy. And at this point, yes, they were aggressive. But guess what? Again, they didn't win. And so what?
So the New Day is on the way to breaking the record.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, listen. They're not funny if they're not champions. They told us that on the show last night.
And do you know why? And do you know why, probably more than anything in Vince McMahon's mind, he wants them to be the longest reigning champions? It's like spite, like anything else. A guy leaves. Rock leaves. He was the youngest champion. Now we got Randy Orton. We're going to make him the youngest champion because we're mad at The Rock. And however they usually do these stupid things, it's probably because they were, what, sued and lost to Demolition, right? Bill Eadie, didn't he beat him in a lawsuit? That would probably be the reason why. It's not that New Day is entertaining. It's not like having the belt for 500 days matters when it really doesn't mean anything.
Well, the reality is they think that the New Day is entertaining, and they think the fans love the New Day. And obviously Demolition is a part of that, but part of it also is they love the New Day. And so, good match. I thought TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick was a good match. And the fans were into the match way more than they were into Raw, which quite frankly did surprise me that they were this into the match. I thought Cesaro and Sheamus was good, except for whatever the ending was. I guess we'll find out what their plan is for a draw. If ever there was even Steven booking, this is it. They had a best of seven that went to a tie.
Mm.
Good match, though. Aside from Cesaro nearly killing himself on a dive. Jericho and Sammy, a little sloppy, but I thought it was a good match. I was baffled when Chris Jericho pinned Sami Zayn clean. But this is what they do. Sami Zayn is the underdog from the underground. And all they know about underdogs is they have to lose all their matches. And I guess they're probably going to do Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins in a three-way in Hell in a Cell. So he had to win here.
And they have been, you know, Jericho talking to Owens and with his eyes on the belt every time they've talked. They have been angling towards this. So it's not a complete shock. It shouldn't be, at least. Especially if Jericho is going to be, at some point here, I guess, traipsing out to go get his Fozzie on.
Charlotte versus Bayley and Sasha was a good but not great match. And Charlotte retained the title, pinning Bayley, which was a baffling finish. It wasn't even a baffling finish, because they're going with Charlotte and Sasha at the next pay-per-view in Sasha's hometown, and Sasha probably wins the belt back, since she was never supposed to lose it in the first place.
And the match wasn't that good.
Dude,
and
it was
I'll
fine.
Be the one that says it. I mean, I don't know. I was so surprised last night when the reaction to how good the match was. No, it really wasn't. It was all right. That was it.
The match was good. It was not great. And Lita saying it was the match that stole the show, she was out of her mind.
Well, that's, yes.
Let's be honest. Roman Reigns and Rusev was fine, although the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, I thought was very good.
Yeah.
And Roman Reigns is the champion now of the United States, beating the evil Russian, and he's still hated. But hey, we do everything we can on every show to get Roman Reigns over. And Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins was good, not great, was not bad. And Kevin Owens won after hitting the pop-up powerbomb. There was a ref bump. Storyline is Steph took forever to send out a new referee because she didn't want Seth to win, so they screwed the guy again. And as noted in the WWE.com exclusive after the show, they put Hunter and Stephanie together, all happy and smiles into the limo. So, yes, they have been in cahoots the whole time. Which, hey, I know you don't like it, Mike, but you know what? At least that's what makes sense.
You're right, the least.
The other storyline, where we had to believe that Stephanie and her husband had not spoken to each other, was ridiculous. And if you go all the way back to that first storyline when Kevin Owens won the title, and that whole show she had to pretend like she was upset about it and hadn't talked to her husband, but she was on the phone with somebody demanding a great celebration for Kevin Owens. They did tell the story exactly how it's gone the entire time. So I can't be that mad about it. At least it makes sense.
It's still ridiculous. It's still ridiculous. Even fine, if you want to have it make it sense in that way, it's still stupid and ridiculous. And it's just, again, him showing up last night to even do that. Why? I guess, I don't know.
I told you
why.
We'll
have to see what happens tonight. But...
I told you why. Because there's no metrics on pay-per-view. And so they can continue this angle as long as it's not on television, where there is an hourly rating for everyone
I'm
to go.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. But you are looking, staring down this barrel, basically until Royal Rumble, when you're going to have the bump anyway, because that's when football ends, and that's when the eyes start coming off of football, and you have your Monday nights back, and that's basically what we're waiting for, because in all likelihood, Triple H and Seth Rollins is a WrestleMania match, which
that's
means
right.
You're going to be in this with a bunch of ridiculous storylines to continue your storyline that for 1 second made sense, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, listen, all anybody ever complains about is there are no long-term storylines. And so here we have one that is going to stretch from SummerSlam all the way till WrestleMania. So I, for one, am going to give it a chance.
No, you listen. Nobody wants your spin on this. I'm shocked and appalled by you usurping hope. You're just terrible.
Let me tell you what is concerning.
On a night like this with a debate taking place.
Forget the storylines. Here's what's concerning. The poll on our website, what did you think of The Clash? 26% thought it was great, 26% didn't like it, and 48% didn't even see it.
Ooh.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit, Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Laura here says, I don't care about the Clash or Backlash. Far too many pay-per-views. I just listen to you and Dave to find out what happened. Well, you know what? There are too many pay-per-views. That is true. Jorge says, I know you guys don't watch the pre-show, but Lita is horrible. She has trouble completing simple sentences. Very jarring.
They're all bad on that pre-show. Except for Renee.
Got a ton of texts here. Let's do a couple of these and we'll go to the phones. Any thoughts on TJ Perkins' new entrance theme? It reminds me a lot of a song from a video game. Yes, that's exactly what it is. He is a video game character. And no, I will not read your line about Mighty Bomb Jack.
Still bitter.
What do you think of Captain New Japan being the new Bullet Club member? The Bone Soldier, they call him.
Sure.
Cool name, but what the hell's going on?
Somebody's got to take the L's, and that's what he's there for. He's there to get beat up. He's there, I'm sure, to be the Louis Spicoli of the NWO sort of thing. It's just the... It's just one of those things. If this has been tired and long in the tooth, and you've been done with this for a while, this doesn't make it any better. And I guess if you're okay with it continuing on, and you look at Los Ingobernables as the legitimate heel faction in Japan, then you're just kind of just blowing this off and hand waving it, and it's just one of those things that they're going to do, which it probably was a long time coming, but it is very NWO black and white-ish.
Robert Costa reports here on his Twitter that spotted today at Trump Tower, Linda McMahon.
See? Maybe she got the invite, one of the invites for Hempstead tonight.
Hey, maybe they got some video. They'll play it on Raw. He is a WWE Hall of Famer, everybody. I like to remind people of that on a daily basis.
And they do love, now they love this with the last election, they love people appearing on Raw to say hi. So if they could get both Hillary and Donald to do that, they would absolutely love that. They would most certainly take Donald. And again, don't blow off what I'm saying about this whole ambassadorship thing. You could be the...
God.
I'm telling you, like the ambassador to Samoa.
Clash was a great show, aside from the nightmares we might have, imagining where these finishes might lead.
A great show.
Yeah, great show. I told you that.
The Tokyo Dome was a great show.
Tokyo Dome was an awesome show.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Listen, I don't always agree where they go, but if they go somewhere with everything, hey, at least there's an idea.
Well, yeah,
it's not like they're writing this to please me.
Well, say so
clearly,
you wrote something that pleased everybody else because there was another company who took a drive right off a cliff, and obviously WWE is not going to do that. But it doesn't. If you're driving into a brick wall, it doesn't make it a fun ride. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not being overly critical. It's just
you are. Give me a break.
It didn't work, and some of the surprise and happiness, like calling this a great show.
Dude,
really?
Did you watch that SmackDown pay-per-view? Like, I was so bored that whole show, and everyone was like, oh, this show is great, Brian. And I'm like, this you consider a great show. Now I see a show that actually really is good. Like, what do you want out of WWE if it wasn't this show? In 2015, with your expectations, I mean, what are we going to get?
There's at least some spark and some liveliness from the SmackDown side. I think the women, I mean, watch the women on both, and you see the talent level and what it should be on Raw, and especially for as long as these women and their talent level, and as long as they've been there, what it should be. And you see where it's at with SmackDown right now, and I'm not saying it's great, but at least it feels a lot better with women who are, for the most part, far less talented and certainly less experienced overall. Obviously, you have Natalya, but I mean, it's just, it's feeling like that. And again, not everything is going to click all the time, and this is a new era of wrestling that is not obviously built for me, but again, when they're fan base, you look at the numbers, it is kind of built for us because we're the ones still watching. So some of those things from the past that made sense can still make sense. You just have to time in.
You're watching out of duress.
Rein in your ridiculous stories.
You're watching because it's your job. You wouldn't be watching if it wasn't your job. So it's not built for you.
That's not true.
It's built for the folks that are watching it voluntarily.
I wouldn't be. Well, okay.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, and when they become the Harlem Globetrotters and their TV ratings start to
prove
that.
Why does everyone have to denigrate the Harlem Globetrotters?
I love
the Harlem
Globetrotters.
These men are legends.
They are, absolutely. We'll name some.
You know.
Curly Neal,
Like I can name, I can't even name anybody on my hometown basketball team, which I don't even think exists anymore.
Well, it does in Oklahoma.
Hooked on Sonics. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
Speaking of phonics or sonics, yeah. Sorry, good.
Well, while you guys were watching the crappy WWE pay-per-view, I was probably at one of the greatest indie shows in the world last night. Featuring in the main event your favorite Keith Lee.
He is awesome.
And, before I talk about that show, I want to talk about another show I went to Saturday night in Katy, Texas. They flew in my good friend Mia Yim, so I went to go see her.
Oh.
And this crazy scene happened. There were these two crappy luchadors who decided that they were going to get over by throwing their opponent through the gimmick table, which happened to be Mia Yim's gimmick table. Oh. And she was actually watching the match when this happened.
This is a bad idea.
And she actually lost it and went and told these guys off in the middle of their match and stopped them from destroying another gimmick table. And it was a crazy scene. And then when these guys were finally able to get to the back and get away from Mia Yim, the referee kind of started arguing with them, and they kind of mouthed out to the referee, and the referee told him that if they didn't leave right now, he was going to go to his car and get his gun and shoot them, and these two dudes got the hell out of there. So, crazy scene in Katy, Texas.
What?
But this is...
Is there footage of this? Please say yes.
Unfortunately, I didn't film it. I should have. I regret not doing it, but it was crazy. It was so funny because Mia Yim basically just stopped the match and was yelling and cussing these guys out in front of the whole crowd and stuff. And
We need Mia Yim on, like, now. Can we get Mia Yim on?
Yeah. Hook it up, Ed. I want to ask her about
warning,
this story.
Do not throw anyone through Mia Yim's gimmick table. It will not work.
Dude, if they had a brain, they wouldn't even need a warning. Come on, you numbskulls.
Thank God Eddie Kingston was. Was Eddie Kingston
on the
there?
Show...
What's happening to my show? Go ahead, Mike.
Was Eddie Kingston there? I mean, I guess he wasn't because these men are actually still alive. I'm surprised Mia Yim let them walk out of there alive.
Okay, go ahead, Ed. I'm directing traffic.
Well, I can say the referee didn't let them walk out of there alive. But the other show I went to, Inspire Pro Wrestling in Austin, this is top-notch organization. And they had the two champions, Ricky Starks, the Inspire Pro champion, wrestled Keith Lee, the prestigious champion. And they were going to find out who the main champion is, and Keith Lee is now the main champion. He got a little shooken up. He took a tombstone. And he took a sit-down powerbomb where Keith Lee bounced 2 feet off the ring after he hit the thing. But he did win. And he also did a running Hurricanrana somehow. I don't know how he did it, but he did.
Because he's Keith Lee.
Yeah, he's awesome. And hopefully, Keith Lee, if your producer would hurry up and get back with me, might be on the show in the very near future.
Are you sure you spelled everything right, Ed? I'm not trying to be a jerk, but there is a 50% possibility you sent to the wrong email.
No, I know who Baruch is. We're friends.
All right. Well, I'll get him on this.
Featured a lumberjack match where the lumberjacks got so tired of all the craziness that they decided to jump in the ring, and for the first time ever, the geek lumberjacks actually won the match. They left the other two guys laying in the ring. It was awesome.
God.
And
what's happened
to this
over
business? Inspire Pro Wrestling. Look them up. Get their videos. Top-notch organization.
All right. Thanks, Ed. God, how much was he paid for that plug?
You complain about what happened to your show. I thought he was banned from being on.
I didn't ban Ed. I blocked him on Twitter. There's a big difference.
Oh.
He banned himself for some gimmick. I don't even remember. Listen, all I know is I saw a picture of Keith Lee, and he's got a championship belt over his shoulder. And, dude, you guys think the big gold belt was big. This belt was too big for Keith Lee. So... it had to have been the size of, like, a solar panel. It's just gigantic, draped over this guy's shoulder.
You ever see the old North American heavyweight championship from, like, Mid-South, that big, massive one that I'll put
this
up a picture of?
This was twice as big.
That's the thing, yeah. It's just like, when it's too big for Keith Lee, I mean, is this the official belt of Tom Lawler's overweight open?
I don't know what we're going to have for that. This person just sent me a text and it just says, can you answer my earlier question? No, I don't know what it is. It would help if you told me what it was. This person says, I agree with Mike. Been a wrestling fan for 30 years. Been sticking with WWE because my son became a fan. Even he is getting bored with the programming. And with fall TV season, here, we won't be watching Raw or SmackDown much. The brand split has made the programming worse, not better. What do you mean you agree with Mike? I've been talking about that since before it happened.
It's how you speak to people.
This brand extension is a disaster. And the show is too long. I don't want someone writing in saying, I agree with Mike, Raw is too long. That's my catchphrase. Person says, I'm watching the Clash replay now. This crowd is super hot for the Nia Alicia opener. Are they sweetening this crowd? Was this sweetening added to the replay, or did it go out live as well? All I know is from talking to people there, this was a great crowd. And they were in everything all night, and they didn't get tired until the main event, when they did get tired. You know, when your television show is only an hour long, for example, or maybe 2 hours long, and it's only one time a week, then you can really get up for that three-hour pay-per-view on Sunday. But when your main show, when your television show is longer than your pay-per-views, because Raw with an overrun can go as long as 3 hours and 20 minutes, and then you got SmackDown, I mean, it's hard to get up for a Sunday pay-per-view that's 3 hours long. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This person here on the text message machine says, Inspire Promotion is legit, Alvarez. Listen, I'm not denigrating Inspire Pro. I'm denigrating Ed. He calls in, and it's all his close personal friend and my good buddy, and it sounds like an advertisement. I just zone out. It's nothing against the promotions. It's the way he does his calls. My close personal friend, Mia Yim, was at the table selling gimmicks, and two luchadors came by. My close personal friends. I don't even know what else he was talking about. I heard Mia Yim got mad at two luchadors. That was at least exciting.
You're just probably upset he doesn't say that about you anymore. Now he's all upset with you all the time.
You should have heard what that your connection got all garbled when you said that.
Oh, yeah?
Sounded like a robot. When you were talking about Ed, I might add. The person says, the big point of Clash with the bad finishes was so Roman, who won clean and was only the only title change, stood out. You're putting too much thought into this than they did. They had all the wacky finishes to set up rematches because that's what they have to do because there's a very limited roster and these feuds have to go on for 20 straight matches like we've seen with the New Day and Gallows and Anderson. 20 matches! And we have not seen a title change. And we won't.
So how many special events technically does Raw have?
So 12 minus 4.
So 8 of those, 8 for SmackDown. Oh, it's so painful.
Sources says, Brian, we need a best of 7 to decide the outcome of the best of 7. Dude, they need to stretch these out. You may be right.
I love that. Good. Whoever you've won. You've won the Twitter machine for today, or the text machine. Good for you.
This guy on the text machine that wrote in about Inspire says, LOL, I hear you. He is a name dropper. I just read that exactly how it was written. And you're absolutely right.
He asked for free tickets.
He is a name dropper. What could be worse in this business?
Guarantee that he has used your name to get free tickets for things. I know Dave Meltzer. I know Brian Alvarez.
Sure. Person says, I can't believe I saw people complaining about Jericho possibly being in championship contention in 2016. He's been protected better than 90% of the roster. You're right. But I think people's argument is someone else should be protected that well. Somebody who is younger and on the rise. This is nothing against Chris Jericho. But my question, I had a serious question last night, and I really like Chris Jericho. But why is it Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, and Kevin Owens in Hell in a Cell? And not Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is a younger guy. He is a guy who needs to be elevated. He is a guy who has a long time. And don't even tell me we've seen too many Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens matches. We've seen 19 matches with Gallows and Anderson against the New Day, with maybe more to come. Why is Sami Zayn not in that match? It's nothing against Jericho. Jericho should be on the show. Jericho should get wins so that when somebody defeats Chris Jericho, it's seen as an elevation. But I don't understand why he is in this three-way and not Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn needs it more than he does.
You're right, but then you can't hang the L on Sami Zayn if he needs it more than Jericho does, and Jericho is leaving, and you need all of these storylines.
I don't know if he's leaving.
Because you need to drag them out for as long as... But still, you need to drag the Rollins and Owens thing out for as long as you possibly can, and adding Jericho in the mix to take the loss, that's why I would assume that they're doing it then, right? Because you need this to continue.
So you're telling me that you don't think that they should beat Sami Zayn? If they did the cage match.
No, I wouldn't. Because
they just beat him last night with Chris Jericho.
You're right, and by their logic, though, that because Chris Jericho's moving on to bigger things and Chris Jericho's a legend. And Sami Zayn needs something. He certainly does, but does he need to be what would be looked at as falsely built up just so he could be the one that takes the L in the match? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but here's how I look at it. I would rather that Sami Zayn beat Chris Jericho last night, elevated himself to a main event position, and then did a job in that Hell in a Cell match, than him losing to Chris Jericho on a B show. And now, I don't even know what he's going to do at Hell in a Cell, but I know he's not going to be in the main event.
You're right, but you know what would have done more for him? And this, unfortunately, is going to drag Roman Reigns in the mix, is have a little good feud with a guy like a Rusev, which would have been great. Those two going at each other would have been fantastic. He wins the U.S. title. Now you got some stability and a reason to place him into a main event mix. You know what I mean? I think that would have been that way, but now, unfortunately, Roman Reigns has got that title, and I'm going to assume, continue on with that, or maybe with Sheamus. Who knows what it's going to be, you know, with them. Maybe they'll reform the League of Nations with Cesaro again or do something stupid like that. But unfortunately, no matter how you're going to look at this, Sami Zayn's probably being frozen out.
This person here says, the overweight classic champ should get a golden bucket of chicken. This person here says,
that enough bacon-wrapped chicken?
I agree with needing to elevate Zayn. Just puzzles me that people are saying things like Jericho being in contention is a travesty. Well, don't listen to those people. It's not a travesty. I've seen travesties, and it's not a travesty. Those people don't know what they're talking about. How about that? Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
This is Douglas from Aberdeen, Scotland.
Yes, Douglas.
How's it going? I'm just finishing watching Clash of Champions, and I thought it was a decent enough show. Just one thing that just annoys me every week is the way that they're booking Rusev just now. I mean, he just gets battered and he loses. I mean, his US title run was totally pointless. I think he beat Kalisto and then Zack Ryder and then Titus O'Neil. I mean, that's got to go down as one of the worst US title reigns ever, surely. I mean, when he got beat by John Cena recently, I thought he was going to be in the main event by now, but I mean, he's just going nowhere. Do they not care about him, or do they not like him, or I just don't get what they're doing with Rusev at all.
I wish I could answer that question for you, but that was one of the worst U.S. title reigns of all time. How do you have a U.S. champion and he's doing tag team matches on the mid-card? Whose idea was that?
I don't know.
I wish I could answer your question for you. I mean, it didn't help some of the interviews.
No, it was just stupid. I just didn't get it, but oh well, what can you do?
What can you do?
Rusev is so great at what he does, and they
thank you for calling
granted.
From Aberdeen.
Yes, and by the way, stop doing it's more of a Irish accent you're doing, I think, when you're
it's British.
You work on your—he's from Scotland.
I know, but
work
I'm not
Ramsey.
My anyway, family is.
Rusev wasn't from Russia, and Lana's not from Russia, but I think they still rep a little bit of Russia, even though he's from Bulgaria, and it doesn't matter where he's from. It's about where he should be going, which is when you need stars in the main event mix. The problem with them is I think they actually, I don't know if they hold anything against them because of the whole deal with the marriage or what, any of that nonsense stuff, but it's the comedy aspect of them that they rely too heavily on because they are so damn entertaining and Rusev is so great at what he does, but you need him to still have a level of a mean streak and still have a level of respectability because he's about the best thing you got and he's young enough and he's good enough to be something that you can bank on, but you got to give him the opportunity to do it, and they haven't been.
This person here, he says, this is the whole text, they aren't pushing a cab driver. And he's referencing Sami Zayn. Now listen to me. Listen to me. In 2016, with all of the different body types we've got in this company, you're going to fixate on Sami Zayn's look? I love Kevin Owens. He is a fat, normal-looking guy. And he is your world heavyweight champion. Dean Ambrose looks like a marathon runner that hasn't showered for a while. He was your world heavyweight champion on the other brand. I mean, to a degree, we have moved beyond that.
I mean, even AJ and that hair. I mean, come on.
AJ and his mom haircut and probably his dad jeans or whatever you want to call it. We've moved beyond this. You don't have to look like Brackus to be the champion nowadays. Sami Zayn, listen, that cab driver was so popular on the independent circuit and in Ring of Honor and in NXT. He was beloved. And you move him up to the main roster, don't even tell me this guy can't get over. He can. Now, he's not going to get over when you beat him like a drum and you make him a geek that obviously he's not going to get over, but it's not because he looks like a cab driver. It's the way you use him. It's like the way you use anybody. There's no way that Kevin Owens should get over in Vince McMahon's WWE. But they decided they were going to get him over, and so he got over. But there have been a million guys that look like Kevin Owens that have come and gone in WWE, and they've just been ruined by Vince McMahon because they're not bodybuilders, because they're not going to the gym at 2 a.m. with their creatine shake and tearing their quads doing squats. But they decided they were going to get the guy over, and they did, just like they could get Sami Zayn over, whether he looks like a cab driver or not. Let's go to the phone. Studio line, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I like Mike talking about Mia Yim there. Mia Yim, I've heard other interviews. She's got a temper. You don't want to.
She's been on our show.
Yes, I've heard on it. You don't want to get that young lady mad at you. Speaking about the women's match, I thought it was pretty good myself. It wasn't as good as it could have been.
It wasn't great, but it was good.
The way I look at it, Brian, a lot of your women wrestling fans, for so many years, we had your two-minute botch fest. You know, your Kelly Kellys and all this thing years ago. And now they're at least giving them time that they're much better and the fans are getting into it. I'm just afraid what's going to happen. Poor Charlotte's going to try one of those backflips off the top rope. She's going to break her leg real bad.
Well, I don't worry about Charlotte because she was a gymnast and she should not really have any problem doing a moonsault. I'm worried about all these folks that are doing topes to the outside of the ring and landing on their head.
Exactly. You're talking about people coming to the WWF and WWE, excuse me. And again, do you think Toru Yano would get a chance?
I don't
anticipate seeing Toru Yano in WWE anytime soon. Anything is possible.
I could see there was an era, though, of, and it's not today, I will say this. It's certainly not today, but there was a time where I think if you lined up Toru Yano and Shinsuke Nakamura and Hiroshi Tanahashi and whoever else, I wouldn't say Kazuchika Okada because he's tall, so Vince would love that, and he's good-looking, so Vince would really love that. But there was a time where if you lined up the other three guys, he'd take Toru Yano because Toru Yano is like a walking cartoon character, and he could picture him carrying a bowl of rice. You think I'm lying about that, go back to watching Tenryu with a bowl of rice on Primetime Wrestling, and you'll know what I mean. So, you know, in this day and age, though, absolutely not. They're looking for the guy who would be more of a complete package, and there are plenty of other guys out there more apt than Toru Yano to fit that description.
All right, thanks, Jim. One more call here. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Wow, lucky me. This is Kenny the Simpleton from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Kenny the Simpleton, yes. What's on your mind? Probably not a lot based on that moniker, but go ahead.
Yeah, Clash of Champions was a good show all the way up to the main event. When I saw Stephanie McMahon come out, I thought, oh, she's just going to copy her dad and say, ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell, all that stuff, but overall, I thought it was, like you said, Brian, a good show, with the exception of how the main event ended. But other than that, what is the status on Seth Rollins, though? I heard that he got injured in the match.
Well, I have not heard anything today, my friendly simpleton, but I presume that means he's okay. Otherwise, I think we would have got an injury report. So maybe just bruised ribs, or maybe we'll find out more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo
absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
No update on Seth Rollins, so I presume he's okay. If not, I guess we'll find out very soon. Speaking of okay, about an hour from now, I got to head to the dentist.
Again?
I got a series of cleanings, much like the series of matches that we have seen between Sheamus and Cesaro.
A series of cleanings? What color are your teeth right now?
Dude, my teeth are... She told me my teeth were beautiful, but I have a series of cleanings. They have very limited time available in the office. They can't get it all done in one day.
I think they may be trying to juice you for your funds there.
I don't know. All I know is I have beautiful teeth,
hot?
Mike. Mike, give me a break.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Avery's got a hot
family
dentist.
Dentistry here.
Avery's got a really hot dentist. It's awesome, actually.
Man.
It's a joy to take him to the dentist. He's going to be going all the time if I stay and pay for it, of course.
Wow.
I got kids.
Raw tonight, everybody, as well as the debate. I know what you'll be watching, everyone. And it's probably not Raw, but I will be watching it. Because I am
You're not watching Falcon Saints?
Professional. And we'll talk about tomorrow on the show. Provided that I can speak after my trip to the dentist, I will be here, as well as will Mike. Every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. All of the info is up at WrestlingObserver.com as well as SportsByline.com. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at SemperVivi. SportsByline at SportsByline USA. Want to thank you all for listening. All of the callers, texters, simpletons as well. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.